Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom's tea, popping balloons, and Dick hits water. They're coming up right after this.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
That's a bit. Come on, Josh.
JoshArnold.com.
Really, yeah, I would have played it earlier, but you were in the room.
There's Christy Lee.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Some things are going to change around here.
You are in trouble, mister, and I'm talking to Tom Griswold. There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, it's got to be coffee-related, right?
Josh Arnold is more than irritated, and I'm irritated by proxy because I saw my friend get very upset.
I have had to fill that Keurig thing 4 times today.
That's because you drink, like,
every break you make a tea, which means nobody else can make one.
That's exactly right.
Because
where's this tea right now? Sitting in there.
Yeah. Just sitting in
there. I wanted to make a coffee to have now.
I've got one right here.
That's the thing.
And you keep putting cream and sugar in my coffee.
That's ridiculous.
Bullying the Keurig.
The Keurig. Still got a coffee, Josh. It's no big deal.
I'll make it. We'll wait.
Oh, it's making.
The Keurig has filed. The Keurig machine has filed a complaint with HR because you're bullying me.
Tell them to get in line.
Every single break you make a tea, whether you have one already or
you
not.
You should see him.
Look, here comes my tea.
If he doesn't have...
Thank you, Mark.
If he doesn't have a cup in there where he almost elbows his way.
I know.
Puts his cup underneath
I got up. Josh, you're closer to the machine than I am. Somehow I beat you there. And then I had to fill water in the thing because, of course, you have your 8-gallon jug of water.
Yes, you're right. I take that out of the Keurig.
Well, that's what happened.
Well, that doesn't seem very efficient at all.
You seem to have your coffee now. Are you going to be okay?
You're a mess.
This is too hot. I can't drink.
When you fill the Keurig, Dad, do you fill it up enough for everybody or just enough for one cup of coffee?
You need your own separate Keurig.
That's HR.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Pete Estimilo. And this is some other news.
What?
Well, the Major League Baseball season is in danger of disruption as the two sides remain far apart during negotiations. Talks continue between team owners and the Players Association. In this some other news exclusive,
big word.
We provide a rundown of the latest proposals and counter-proposals. Owners have proposed expanding the lucrative postseason by allowing players to earn extra cash as shopping mall Santas during the holidays.
Isn't that nice of them?
Players have proposed that they receive $37 for every foul ball they hit into the stand. $100 if it knocks someone's beer into the crotch of the person sitting next to them.
Oh, nice bonus.
Yeah. Owners have requested a chocolate fondue fountain in the owner's box. Well, not to be outdone, the players have requested a hibachi grill and chef in the locker room before and after every game.
Mm.
You know, let's just see if Bryce Harper is as good at catching shrimp in his mouth as he is fly balls, huh? He's going back there. He's got it. Oh, there comes the guy with the little penis guy. Okay. Finally, owners have proposed that every off-season player... owners have proposed that every off-season players must pay them the tribute of a solid gold falcon encrusted with rubies, emeralds, and diamonds to be delivered by a Mr. Casper Gutman.
It's a Maltese falcon.
It sure is.
Okay, I'm like, why would we need a falcon?
It's the Maltese.
Players have proposed that during rain delays, strippers be provided for lap dances in the dugout. Well, sure. This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Pete Estimilo, and this has been Some Other News. Get out of here. Wow.
Is that Liberace at the end?
Could be. I'm going to hang out together.
Okay. Here's a story from sports. An unused ticket to Michael Jordan's NBA debut with the Chicago Bulls has sold for $468,000.
Wow.
And it's not even, you can't even go to the game.
What?
It's already happened, see. Michael Cole bought a pair of tickets 38 years ago as a college student at Northwestern. He was unable to find anyone to join him for the game that took place October 26, 1984, so one of the tickets went unused. Heritage Auctions, which conducted the sale this past weekend on Sunday, said it's the only known intact ticket from Michael Jordan's first game in the NBA.
Oh, can you imagine hanging on to that and then it just paying off like this?
Cole, now 55, told the Sun Times, "I'm incredibly..."
Yeah, I can, Josh. Yeah, I know.
Why didn't he go to the game? That's what I want to know.
He couldn't get a... He went, but his friend couldn't go, right?
Why don't you,
right.
Why don't you go sit in the car and look that up? In some ways, nothing.
I can't because I left my phone at home, so go on.
Oh, well, you've got a computer.
Could we move, get back to the
He's relieved it's over, and he got the money. I bet he is. Good. $500,000 for that ticket, Tom. $500,000.
Relieved it's over?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Me either.
Oh, what, you collecting memorabilia like that?
I do not understand it.
It's too easy
to fake it, I would think.
Good luck, but...
No, they have authenticators and stuff.
Sometimes it pays to have no friends, apparently.
Yeah, this guy's it sure did.
This would be great if you were a time traveler. Hey, you want to go back in time? I got a great seat.
I'd rather have the $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Anyway, he wasn't very good that first game. No, he was, actually, of course. Oh, hey, look.
Oh, great.
A Dartmouth college professor, of course, that's Dartmouth.
Yes.
Has created the world's largest video game joystick. Mary Flanagan broke the Guinness World Record with her 9-foot-tall joystick.
Oh, little Mary Flanagan, all grown up.
I wonder why she thought of this. Nearly 14 times the size of an original classic Atari controller. Oh, I love those with the flat thing and the pad.
The one orange button?
Yeah, and the one button. Space Invaders, I killed that game. The functional game controller requires 2 people to operate it properly.
But it functions?
It functions.
Wow.
That's fun.
This picture of it, it looks like a large black obelisk.
No.
It's very, very big.
Sure.
Have you seen this?
Have you seen this?
It's very large. Have you seen this? Look at the size of it there.
Did she also set the record for a vibrator? Boy, a 9-footer would be...
Yeah, for some, this is the world's biggest... Yeah, Sibian.
You have to say it twice.
Accommodate that. My goodness.
Very good.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Stupid world record.
David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to pop 10 balloons by squishing them between 2 people.
This is a fun one.
Is it?
Yes. You got to see this. Like this would be a great thing to do at some kind of corporate mixer.
Yeah.
What do they call those things?
Like break the ice or motivational or
team building exercise?
Team building.
I watched the video and David Rush and Hollywood Hannon there's a stack of balloons in front of them. They take a balloon and then they kind of do the bump dance pop it between them.
Between their bellies or their hips?
No,
or
between their hips.
Between their hips.
Their peni?
No.
That'll match their
hips. On the side.
What's that called? The sleeve? The bump. What is it?
What?
Sleeve it up?
What?
You know, Chinese handcuffs. That's what they call it.
It's when one man is uncircumcised, and what you do is you put...
Oh, jeez. No. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah. No.
Don't take this down vulgar road.
I never share with my friends like that.
And then sometimes one of the...
I've had enough.
Urinate.
Next.
Sure, yeah.
Is that sports?
No! David, together with Hollywood Hannon, popped 10 balloons in 15.2 45 seconds to beat the previous record of 18 seconds. I think Josh and Christy should try this and see if they can pop even one balloon.
Oh, sure you go.
Are you doing it chest to chest? How are we doing
so
this?
So there's a balloon the size of a basket. There's a balloon the size of a...
I was reading.
There's a balloon the size of a basketball in front of you.
Yes.
Or maybe the size of a balloon.
Yes.
No need for reference.
Next, I'm not talking anymore. Next story.
I'm done.
Wait, you can read about it. Google. Go to David Rush's website and live a little.
You just pop the balloons with your hips.
Yeah, you just like David Bowie. We could play David Bowie in Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Fame. Bump. What's your name?
That's
What's
the name of that. So it's like they're doing
it's
the bump.
The bump, yeah.
Which
bump.
I said 3 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Had you not been savoring your coffee.
I haven't taken a sip of it yet. It's far too hot.
That's because I told Mark to microwave it for 2 minutes. I want that thing to melt.
Metal.
Is that sports?
I think we should try this later this morning. Let's get some balloons. I think we can have balloons delivered here.
And how many? 18
We have a balloon
seconds?
Right here. We have a balloon
oh,
right
there's
now.
A balloon
right
oh, okay.
Here. Holy hell.
Is it tied or is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's so you take the balloon.
Right.
Yeah.
And now then you, obviously Uh-oh. They have, how many did they do?
They did 10 balloons in 15.25 seconds.
Okay, now so you take the balloon, and now you got to, it's between your hips there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, kind of my waist and his hip. But
okay. And now you got to bump together to make it pop. See, it's tricky.
Oh, my Lord. See? Josh almost knocked Christy out of the room.
We have a work injury. You want somebody more in your weight class? Yeah.
Okay, you and Chick try it.
Holy hell.
I think you need to have...
All right.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Wait.
Okay, now once again, the balloon is between their hips. They're side by side. And see how hard it is?
It's hard to do.
You guys, you might have to try it front to back.
It is hard to do.
Yeah, why don't you get behind him, Josh?
That's the closest thing they've had to having intercourse in quite some time.
Get behind him. Get behind him.
Okay. Turn for the camera.
Oh!
That better be on the camera.
Yeah. Is that begging or pegging? What is that?
What was that?
Take a moment.
Wow. That,
somebody needs a cigarette. Are you going to stop crying or what?
All right, well.
Oh, that hurts.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
You want to try to balloon foo Christy?
I don't know that we can
get
do
more
that.
Hits.
Oh, boy. Boy. Oh, boy.
You had a try.
Oh. No.
Let's ask John, Christy if she wants to give it a try.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait a second.
No,
now, who's going to be on top?
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Christy. Hold on a second.
Okay, yes. Let's be crystal clear about this.
What the hell of a view.
Christy says this is okay, correct?
Yeah,
now, do you want to be the having the balloon on your butt, or do you want to be the one doing the pumping, if you
I think
will.
It's funnier if Christy's pumping.
And Christy, peg him.
Yeah.
Peg him.
Shut up.
Peg him.
Josh.
So close to being able to do this.
Josh, now bend over, Josh. Put your hands on on the table.
It's not going to happen.
Now Christy's behind Josh.
I put one hand on my waist and the other hand grab my hair.
You're not even going to see me. This is
oh, no. Oh, wait a minute.
No, we see you.
There we go. There is that good?
Or you can't even reach him.
No.
She's going to have to get on a stool.
Use a little
step stool. Use a little step stool.
We want some stool action.
Do I need to get lower or higher?
There we go. No, Josh. No. Wait a minute. Now, let me just hold on a second.
Well, that's your belly. So,
you have to
the balloon is poised. Although Josh is fully clothed, it is buffing the gluteal crack there.
Chris, you took
your Steely Dan's peg over there.
Can you use your necklace to choke Josh while you do this?
Peg.
I mean,
don't play peg.
Go.
Okay,
give
ready?
It to me.
Give it.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Christy.
Give it to him.
Use those legs.
Yeah.
I
can't believe the view I have. I don't see
it. Lord.
Well.
I have never seen Christy.
I guess the old blue hymen is still in place.
Boy, he raped me. Did you see that?
Yes.
Two bangs and you popped the balloon.
You want seconds, boy?
No.
It takes a lot.
Oh.
So once again, our hats off to David Rush for
you want me to
doing that many balloons.
Why don't you let
Do you want to try doing it on your own, Josh?
That's normally how I do it.
Aw.
Christy, you want to give it another shot?
No.
Well, the good thing is when Josh did that to me and the balloon popped from behind, it won't become a video or anything. Yeah. It'll be circulating among millions of people.
Right.
People.
Right. Probably,
yeah. people That's right the only now. Good thing.
See, you guys were mocking Mr. Rush, and now you found out how tough it is.
You could try it on Josh. You could try it.
I bet there's something with how the balloon's inflated.
The more inflated it is, the easier.
I was trying to explain. These are balloons. They're larger than basketballs, and I don't know if they're thin balloons. I don't know what the trick to this is.
He's used our balloons before in some of his.
Now, did you say the size of a basketball, though, earlier?
Huh?
You said the size of a basketball, and Josh said, no, the size of a balloon. Remember that?
Right, and that's pointless.
Remember that?
Balloons come in all different sizes. That's like, it's the size of a ball. That's a golf ball? No.
That's when you started being mad. Remember?
Yeah, real, you got real mad.
But now you're saying it's bigger than a basketball.
Well, you're in the doghouse. Bigger than a basketball. You want to see a picture of them? How would you describe it?
Probably beach ball size, what I'd say.
Maybe that one. I don't know.
Beach volleyball size, I'd say.
I don't want to go to a commercial because you two are going to fight.
I think you're rather missing the point.
Oh, Jesus, man.
This is why this is a world record.
I'm going to go out.
Sure. Yeah, it's very hard.
Hollywood Hannon and Mr. Rush are doing the bump, if you will.
Well, I should have done it from behind. That was exciting.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it, Josh, because I want him to be the man.
I'm imagining that the Guinness folks probably won't have a record for...
Not like that.
You know, Chrissy, there's a big fetish out there. I think Chick is aware of this. Of just a woman sitting on a balloon.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a thing.
Yes.
Clothed?
What does she do?
She can be clothed. She can be bare-assed. But just the apparently the anticipation of it popping...
That's exactly right.
...is like a thrill for some dude. So what, will you just sit on this?
When we come back, we'll do that.
Well, I kind of wanted to get off now.
Fair enough.
Do.
How big are the balloons?
I've only really heard tell of this fetish. I've never really watched a video, but they're out there.
You women keep telling us, tell us what you want. And Josh does, and now you're making him wait.
Yes, it's called tease.
Oh, we know that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.